CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Melanie cutting in with us, and she's going to tell us about movies with her little show called At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you very much. My new little show.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, just to talk some about movies, and in particular movies in this area, in the Sherbrooke area. So, I have recently been to not one, not two, but three movies.
Wow.
Yes. Impressive. So, can best sum them up by using an expression my mother used to use, and there were two pipperoos and one stinkeroo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like, we can start with the stinkeroo and get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the movie Alien, I think it's Covenant is the full title. Anyway, it's a late-breaking movie in the famous Alien lineup that goes back a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
There was Alien, and then there were Aliens, and there were a few others. And the first two were really excellent. And they kind of went downhill after that. So
okay.
this is a movie that takes place 10 years after the first Alien.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are people on a spaceship, and they're looking for a replacement Earth, having basically destroyed our planet. And there's a crew of about 15, and they've got, I think it's 2,000. Passengers all in suspended animation. To make it an interesting film, of course something terrible has to happen to them. They are lured by a strange signal. They're lured away off course and to a different planet. And they get to that planet, and all heck breaks loose because of the alien. And those of you who are familiar with what the alien looked and sounded like, it's essentially the same creature.
Okay.
Except very, very small to begin with. And again, another memorable moment from that first and maybe even the second film was the alien bursting forth from one of the crew members' chests.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime people think of Alien, they think of Sigourney Weaver, and then they think of this scene with the alien erupting from this fellow's chest. Well, in this movie, I guess they thought that was such a good scene, they decided to redo it two or three times. So there are a number of aliens erupting from a number of crew members' bodies. Very bloody, totally disgusting, but mm-hmm. I think it's what people look forward to. So, just to kind of wrap things up in terms of Alien Covenant, not a movie that I would highly recommend unless you are truly an aficionado of the Alien series,
mm-hmm.
in which case, of course, it's a must-see.
Okay.
There's only, quite honestly, two actors who you may or may not have heard of, and the others are essentially unknowns. Doesn't mm-hmm. mean they're not good, but mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know who these people are. Sigourney Weaver certainly does not make a guest appearance, which is too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe she would appear. And there's, in fact, the main character this time around is an android. And this android is played by Michael Fassbender, who's a really excellent actor. And he plays the android named Walter, and then there is another android who is his predecessor named David. And partway through the film, David and Walter get a bit mixed up with one another. So he's kind of worth seeing. The movie not so much, but if you're either a Michael Fassbender fan or an Alien fan, definitely go see this movie.
Okay. So definitely reserved for Alien fans.
And it's still there. I mean, it hasn't been there all that long.
Mm-hmm. And this is at Maison de Cinema.
It's at the Maison mm-hmm. de Cinema, yeah, in French and
mm-hmm.
English,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Moving along to the good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We saw 2 weeks ago, I think, we saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And my husband and I both really like 3D movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get many of them. And sometimes the English, the 3D version is only French.
Okay.
And so then we're out of luck. So we have to see it in 2D.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was English 3D, so it was perfect. And it was the follow-up to a really good movie from, I think, maybe two years ago, the first Guardians of the Galaxy, which is part of what's called the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these Marvel comic books that have been made into movies. Mm-hmm. Some truly excellent,
mm-hmm.
some a bit ho-hum, but the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, was just a hoot. And it was totally unexpected. Very funny. Really good performances by Chris Pratt in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And some supporting characters, one of whom was a tree. And a raccoon was another one.
Okay.
Anyway, so these same characters have returned
mm-hmm.
for Volume 2. The tree, who, from the first movie, unfortunately the tree was felled somehow, but before the movie ended, spawned a very small tree.
Mm-hmm.
So the little tiny tree, the baby tree, is in this movie. And the baby tree, whose name is Groot, as the first tree was also Groot, this mm-hmm. is Baby Groot. And Baby Groot opens the movie with a little dance while there's a battle going on in the background. And it is one of the best ways to open a movie. The first movie opened with Chris Pratt doing kind of a little dance mm-hmm. in outer space, and this mm-hmm. had the Baby Groot doing his little dance on a planet where there's a battle taking place. Anyway, absolutely worth seeing,
mm-hmm.
even if you can't see it in 3D.
Okay.
And I think you can't at this point.
Okay.
It is one of those movies that you really should see on a big screen in a dark theater with a bag of popcorn, because it is just totally, totally entertaining. The characters are now more fully fleshed out. We met them in the first movie, and then mm-hmm. in Volume 2, they've grown some, and you see what they're really like, and in some cases they've changed a bit. The only caveat that I would have, I guess, is there's one or two scenes that are galactic battle scenes, and they just go on too long.
Okay.
You know, you can only watch a galactic battle for so long, and then it becomes a snooze. So this was kind of like, well, you know, you could have done with 10 or 20 minutes less
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
galactic battles. Again, if you're a galactic battle fan, this is, you know, this is wonderful. You won't find it draggy at all. I am not that person, so I did find it a bit draggy. But
mm-hmm.
on the whole, the movie itself is just really good fun.
Good. Sounds like fun.
And a movie for a movie theater.
Good. Okay.
Okay. And the third movie, mm-hmm. and all three movies, in fact, are still playing at Maison de Cinema as of this date.
Okay. That's great. Okay.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the third movie that we saw, and again, highly, highly recommend, it's a sequel,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Bone Cop, Bad Cop 2.
Okay.
Probably everybody in Quebec knows about Bone Cop, Bad Cop 1.
Yeah, it was quite popular.
Very mm-hmm. popular, mm-hmm. very funny,
mm-hmm.
absolutely worth seeing. And it did very well across Canada, I think especially in Quebec, but across Canada
mm-hmm.
it was well received. So a lot of people, in fact, were looking forward to the sequel. And it's the same two cops.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't seen each other for a few years, and the Francophone cop who's with the SQ,
mm-hmm.
Sûreté, he has gone undercover.
Okay.
And in the context of being undercover, he runs into Colm Fiori, who's the English speaking cop, Martin,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I believe Martin has changed forces. He was with the Ontario provincial police, and now he's with, he's a Mountie.
Okay, that's interesting.
Anyway, so they run into each other in the context of a big arrest.
Okay.
And that leads to another adventure of the two of them working together to foil the bad guys.
Okay.
Anyway, again, just a hoot. There are some classic scenes that take place, and the interaction between the English-speaking cop and the French-speaking cop, they both speak both languages to a greater or lesser extent. And I have a feeling that in the intervening 2 or 3 years since the first one came out, you know, their command of the other language is supposed to have improved in any event. But people were just laughing out loud in the theater when we saw it. So, again, another highly recommended movie. And I think there are two different versions out. One with English subtitles for the French, the spoken French. The other would be French subtitles for the spoken English.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and just because it was the one that was playing, we went to see the one that had, was it? French subtitles for the spoken English, which of course we didn't need, understanding spoken English. But I discovered that after having lived in this area for many years, although I would never call myself fluent, I really had very little problem picking up on the French, even though there were no English subtitles at the bottom to tell me what they were saying. It's all really kind of a lot of visual, a lot of language that you hear essentially on the street.
Okay.
So even if you didn't pick up every word, as I certainly didn't, it was still absolutely fun.
Good.
Really good fun. Good. Again, if you still playing at the Maison, if you have a chance, absolutely go and see it. Unlike either Aliens or Guardians of the Galaxy, you don't absolutely need a big dark theater to enjoy this. But I think because it's so current and it's just so much fun, I think it is definitely worth going to see at the theater. In this case, the Maison de Cinema.
Good. It sounds like a lot of fun. You've got me interested in movies.
I won't dwell because here we have the next thing I want to talk about, but briefly, are two movies that I haven't seen yet. And they are, well, they're both kind of sequels. The first one and the one that I will go and see and probably talk about the next time I am sitting opposite Maureen chatting about movies is the Baywatch sequel.
Okay.
I've been watching some TV programs about the making of the Baywatch sequel and so on and so forth and how people are reacting. And people think it is a pretty frothy, pretty light, but very, very enjoyable. Really fun to watch. The David Hasselhoff lifeguard character is in this new version is played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
who has turned into like a real person. I thought, oh my goodness, this is just a, you know, a stunning mountain of a man. But he, in fact, is he's bright and he's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. And he does a, from what I'm told, again, haven't seen it yet, he does a terrific job as the lifeguard on Baywatch.
Okay, interesting.
And his buddy in the movie is played by Zac Efron, who you may know from all kinds of, again, very nice-looking young man. So there's a lot of eye candy in this movie for both men and women, because the Baywatch babes are apparently quite quite stunning. So that's one that that we definitely will go and see. And the other one that's there, which I'm thinking I will not go and see, so I can't really give it a very profound review, is the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Okay, yeah.
Which someone said, oh, isn't it number 11 by now? I think it's actually number 5. Loved the first one. Kind of liked the second one. And then Johnny Depp just seemed to be phony in his performances, and the stories got weaker and weaker, and they had to depend more and more on gory costumes and makeup and sequences. And I said, yeah, not so much. So, so what I've been reading about about this movie is, but pretty much everybody thinks, take a miss on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unless you absolutely have to see every single movie in this series. The story doesn't hold together. It's just not a movie that you want to spend any money on.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will talk in just a second about spending money at the Maison Cinema. wait for the video. Forget about being in the big darkened theater. Just not worthwhile.
Okay. Unless you're a big fan of the series.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Unless, you mm-hmm. can't live without yet another Pirates okay. of the Caribbean. Anyway, I'll just kind of wrap up by mm-hmm. talking a little bit about the Maison de Cinema and their wonderful deals okay. on tickets, which I mentioned the last time I was mm-hmm. here. If you give them $56, they will give you a packet of 8 movie passes.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math. Each one is $7. And it doesn't matter if you're a kid or a senior or whatever it is. It is the price it is. If you go and you don't have one of these and you are, for example, just a regular adult,
mm-hmm.
it's probably $9.50, something like that.
Okay.
If you're in Montreal, of course, you'd be paying $10 to $12 mm-hmm. to go mm-hmm. to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal on this packet of 8 tickets at $56 is just super. $7 a movie. You really aren't going to do any better than that.
No.
Unless you're sitting at home watching Netflix.
That's true.
So just a little plug for the Maison de Cinema and their policy of, I think, trying to get people to come to the movies mm-hmm. by having deals
mm-hmm.
and also by having movies in French and English.
It is. That's a great, probably a gift idea too.
Yes, I have given those as gifts.
That's a great gift.
Numbers of times. This will get you out to the movies. I had another thought, but it has disappeared. So just get out there, see some movies. The summer is the time of blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can maybe find one that's not a blockbuster, by all means. But if you like blockbusters, and if you don't get a bit weary of the sameness of them all, then definitely go. And later in the year, of course, they get more and more kind of serious and mm-hmm. semi-serious movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all I have to say for this week.
Good. It sounds like a great wrap-up on the movies and Maison de Cinema. And you were saying that the movies change on Thursdays?
The movies change. Yes, if they're going to change,
okay.
they change
mm-hmm.
on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That reminded me. I knew there was one other thought that I wanted to share, and that has to do with English movies.
Mm-hmm.
English movies come because English speakers like to see their movies in English, and I believe a number of French speakers like to see movies made in English mm-hmm. in the original language.
Mm-hmm.
But what seems to happen, and I guess for economic reasons at the Maison de Cinema and probably other places, is if you don't catch the movie that you want to see pretty early on,
mm-hmm.
Two things can happen. One, it simply ends,
okay.
goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they have only the French version
okay.
remaining,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the,
mm-hmm.
some showings in English and some in French.
Mm-hmm.
And actually a third thing that happens is again, if you're not there early on to mm-hmm. catch your movie within mm-hmm. the first, hopefully, week, you may find that the show times have changed. I can't get to a 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sound asleep.
Okay.
So this has happened once or twice or a few more times. We said, oh, well, now we'll go see picture X.
Mm-hmm.
And we checked the listing and it has moved from our good show times mm-hmm. to times that are just not going to work for us.
Okay.
Just so, word of warning,
mm-hmm.
just if try and get to, check the website, maisonthecinema.com, mm-hmm. something along those
okay.
lines, and see what's playing. They will also tell you what's on its way out for
mm-hmm.
what movie is
okay.
ending mm-hmm. as of Thursday night and what's coming.
Good.
So it's an excellent little site.
Good.
And a good little place.
Oh, thank you very much for telling us all this information
you're welcome.
And keeping us up to date on the movies. Okay.